G'day, Matt. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. What's the meeting at the Sunny Coast like this afternoon?
Look, it's a good meeting, Matt. The rail's out 10 metres, so they're restricted to field sizes of 12 or less. But, they've pretty much got capacity fields in five of the seven races. It's going to be 28 degrees. We're looking at a track that will be improving as the day goes on. So, no, it's a nice enough meeting for sure.
Okay, so they're on the soft five now. Chance of an upgrade?
Yep.
All right, awesome. So, first leg of the quaddie there at the Sunshine Coast will get underway at 3.50. It's over the 1,600 metres. It's the first leg of the quaddie. Takeout numbers 3, 4 and 5. The favourite is an odds-on shot here. The 1, Foreign Territory, at $1.85. The 7, Redstone, is at $3.80. And the 6, Storm Harbour, is at $7. Are you with the odds-on favourite here in the first leg of the quaddie, Howard?
Matt, I am. I think it's justifiably odds on. The reason being, I was selecting it when there was a field of 10. We've had three scratchings, and two of those three scratchings were horses that would have settled near the lead. Foreign Territory now maps to get own lead. He ran well enough first up third, and then he here at his new home, the Sunshine Coast, he took the sit, made his own luck, and was too good over the 1,400. You're going to see a fitter horse again. As I said, he maps to just control his own destiny. And I'm against the second favourite because it's had a couple of attempts at the mile and has failed both times. So I don't think the second favourite's going to provide too much opposition to him when things get willing. So hard to beat number one. I'll suggest 9, Pexbury Avenue, continues to run on well. It's as good a Quinella chance as any. Number 10, Chiaki, has had 3 runs from a spell. It's suited getting up to the 1,600. We'll get back, but can, get into the placings. Number 6, Storm Harbour. Form doesn't look that flash, but just might settle second, get every chance and, battle on for third or fourth in those exotics. But justifiably odds on for mine, 1, 9, 10 and 6.
1, 9, 10 and 6 in race number 5. It's a class 1 over the 1,800 metres. Scratchings are numbers 2, 5, 9 and 15. The favourite is the 4, Zawadi. Third up today at $2.40. The 7, Come In Spinner, is at $4. And the 3, Empire Games, is at $7. How do you see race 5, Howard?
Most difficult race of the day, Matt. Reason being, 1,800 metre horses, they're all stuck on one win. They've had, as many attempts as 32. Most of them have had at least 10 starts. So, they take it in turns, as they say. I'll go with number 6, Fell Zone. Hasn't been too far away, latest 2. Draws well. It's going to be on the pace, probably box seating, so I just see it getting every chance. 4, Zawadi. It's your likely leader. It was heavily back second up when fourth, had its chance, but you would like to think there's more improvement from that run, trained on the track. But again, there's not much value at the $2.40. Number 7, Come In Spinner. Well, he's so consistent. He's placed 15 of 25, yet to win a race. He was really brave last start when trapped off the track at Eagle Farm and he placed third. But he's still a maiden. And then number 14, Brybeck. For anyone who likes taking roughies in the staying races, I think this is the horse to throw in. He's only won one from 32, but he will be running on into the finish somewhere thereabouts at odds. 6, 4, 7, 14.
6, 4, 7 and 14 for Howard there in race number 5. There's going to be a clash here with Great Western and Sandown. Just hold on the line for a moment, Howard, as we take these there, loading them in at Great Western for the first race on the card there, and they're on their way to the boxes for race number 2 at Sandown. The favourite here in the first at Great Western is Long Duan at $1.45, nice and short. Now, the 3, Khan of Khans, is at $5, and the 5, Punter, is at $7.50. The only other runner is the 2, Dance of Thunder. So a 4-horse race to kick things off at Great Western. We'll take you to our caller, Rick McIntosh, now for the call of race number 1. So no dramas there for the odds-on favourite, Long Duan, the 7 there in race number 1. There's a photo for 2nd and 3rd. We'll have that for you in a moment, but here's a replay of Sandown.
K9 away nicely on the outside. Fabriola Rackai got across to 2nd and Spirit Energy. 3rd, 4th on the inside was his stop it with a round to go. Then she's something into Rally Love at the tail. Out through the pen, a K9 in front, joined on the inside by Spirit Energy, 3/4 to Fabriola Rackai. His stop, it's still improving between runners. 3 lengths, she's something, last to Rally Love. After a lap, the leader is Spirit Energy, out by 4 lengths now, and his stop, it who's running on. Then our K9, well back was Fabriola Rackai, but Spirit Energy doing it well, and beats his stop at our K9. 4th in might be just she's something. From Durally Love and Fabriola Rackai was at the tail of the field. 34.64 was the race time.
So Spirit Energy at $1.70 and $1.40 ahead of the three. His stop bid at $3.70. The four not paying third div. So 5, 3, 4 and 6, the numbers for the second at Sandown. The Quinella paid $8.60. The exact is $12.40. The trifecta $55.80. And the first four paid $175.30. Totes through on the first at Great Western there as well. It was the odds-on favourite Long Duan who saluted there in the opener. Just waiting for those totes to come through on my screen, and it doesn't look like the Tab app has got those for me just yet. So I'll hold off, and I'll have them for you in a moment, but we'll continue on our preview of the Sunshine Coast with Howard Walter this afternoon. Race number six is at 5.09 this afternoon. It's over the 1,200 metres. The favourite is the three, You Know Amour, at $2.80. The six, Bell Rocos Babe, is at $3.40, and the two, Pure Indulgence, is at $5. Takeout numbers 4, 7 and 9. Howard, is this one any easier to work out?
I think this favourite's very hard to beat, Matt. Number 3, You Know Amour, and it's to date it's been the best-backed horse in the market. Changed stables prior to this campaign. It's now with Brian Wakefield. He has a small team, but he's a very good trainer, and Larry Cassidy's his man. He's on board. Now, the why I like the horse, two starts from a spell, both very good. First up, ran fourth behind Aviemore. It went to Doomben and won its next start. The runner-up came out of that race, Magic Delta, and won here next start. And then when You Know Amour was second up behind Chivago, well, it was in great form. It had won both prior and has since been narrowly beaten at Ipswich. So when you start looking at the sort of horses You Know Amour's been racing against, the form is very good. There's pace on elsewhere. She's a horse that will probably be midfield or just off midfield, but I expect her to be very strong over the final 300 metres, hard to beat. Number 6, Bell Rocos Bay, trained on the track, placed both this time in, and was ahead of, You Know, a more first up when third. But looking at Bell Rocos Bay, she appears to be better kept sticking to the 1,000, 1,100. I'm not convinced she wants 1,200, and that, I think, You Know, a more will turn those tables at this trip. Otherwise, number 2, Pure Indulgence, first up from a spell, placed in its trial, got a nice barrier. Has been runner-up at its most recent two when resuming, so we just watched the betting with it. And number 11, Unlikely Occurrence, was a very good win here two starts ago, went up to 1,400 and wasn't so effective, so less trip will help. But I do think 3, unless they can't make ground, I think it'll be very strong and hard to beat. 3, 6, 2, 11.
3, 6, 2, 11, the 3 You Know Are More, hard to beat there in race 6 at the Sunshine Coast. Totes through on the first at Great Western. So the 7, Long Duan, paid $1.50 ahead of the 5, 2 and the 3. So 7, 5, 2 and 3. No bank no house deposits here. The Quinella paid $3.10. The Exacta paid $3.90. The Trifecta $7.90. And the first four paid $5.40. They're about 90 seconds away from race 9 at Healesville. The final event on the card at the Sunshine Coast is race number 7. It's over the 1,200 metres. It's a benchmark 65. Takeout numbers 1, 4, 6, 9. 10 and 17. Howard, how do we make a dollar in the last at the Sunny Coast?
The each of two here, a $7 euro and 11 test of war, and they're the only two leaders. I think they'll just settle 1-2 and fight the race out. A leaning for dollar euro first up, but won well when first up last time in. But test of war is the horse that's hard and fit, been thereabouts all four this time in, and it'll be hard to run down. So they should dominate, Matt. Best of the rest could be 5, Octavian, first up from a spell, no public trial, but draws well. And 13, Ricchetti, which is a last start winner, but drawn awkwardly. I think 7-11, just they fight the race out. 7-11, 5-13.
7-11, 5 and 13. Howard, what's your best bet, your best value? Your quaddy and your play of the day there at the Sunshine Coast.
I'll make the best bet, race 6, number 3, You Know Or More. The best value, go back to race 3, number 9, Q Quinta, which is around about the $10 each way mark. For the quaddie, first leg, 1 only, 4, 6, 7, 14, 3 and 6, 7 and 11.
Great stuff. Thanks, Howard. Enjoy the afternoon.
Shall do. All the best.